Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
You heard Eamon mention tourist figures. The number of tourists travelling to Ireland, it's down 18% from all major overseas markets between January and April of this year when you compare those figures to last year. That's according to Fáilte Ireland. And then separately today, the CSO tells us 650,000 foreign visits to Ireland just last month. That's down 2% on the figures from the same time last year. So why is that? Why are less tourists holidaying in Ireland? Noel Spillane is the owner of Annascaul House B&B. Have you noticed this decline in Kerry, Noel?
We have. There is a decline there. When I heard I was going on the show there, I just rang a few of the local businesses around Dingle and Annascaul, and the eating houses tell me they're down. The bus drivers bringing in the tour companies, they're saying they're down a little bit as well. And then I checked one of the laundries and they're not cleaning as many sheets as they did last year. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's not a free flow and that, but it is definitely down a bit.
Yeah, so you've noticed it. And that's you sort of doing your own, you know, research, quick survey around parts of tourist towns around Kerry. But it's not even that they're not travelling to Kerry though, Noel. It's that the overseas visitors don't seem to be coming to Ireland at all.
Well, I suppose there's a few factors there. I suppose the economical situation, America is all over the camp with tariffs and things like that. And there's lots of uncertainty there. But it is down. It's down a little bit all right. But as for the rest of Ireland, I couldn't speak for because I'm really on the Dingle Peninsula here.
Yeah.
And we're just fighting our own corridor away nice and quietly, you know.
How much of your summer market is made up of overseas tourists?
Oh, it'd be, I'd say, maybe 70-80% of it nearly, you know. Mostly Americans, Germans and English.
Yeah, so it's primarily an overseas market, Noel, that you guys rely on.
It is. But see, we're very lucky now in Scotland, even though we're very rural kind of a, not very rural, but we're a rural village. But we're lucky in the sense, I suppose, that it's very well known for the walking. So we get an awful lot of walkers. It's all a part of the Dingle Way and they have to come to from Scotland and they have to stay, they have to eat, they have to drink. Now, even to look at the village, you think it's doing very, very well. Well, definitely down a little bit.
Definitely down a little bit. What about you, Michael Farrell? Michael Farrell's with us from Farrell's Pub in Youghal in County Cork. Are tourist numbers back on last year, Michael?
Andrew, definitely the foreign tourists are way down. There's no denying that. Like, you can see the shortage of buses. They're not there. The American tourists have disappeared. Well, not disappeared, but they're way back because there's a number of factors, as Noel said, they're already ahead of me. You have the Trump factor. You have the currency factor, which is back about 15% since the start of the year in value. And I think, being honest about it, I think the government has not answered for here too, because the government have neglected the tourist industry over many, many years. And we can see record numbers at the airports leaving the country in Cork and Dublin. They're breaking all types of records. They've made our tourism industry totally uncompetitive to the rest of Europe and the rest of the world. How the government have done that is for different reasons. One, we've one of the highest VAT rates in Europe on food and drink. We've the highest excise duty on drink in Europe. We've the highest minimum wage, which I don't begrudge because everyone must make a living, especially with the cost of everything nowadays. But our cost of the industry in Ireland is far, far outweighing all the rest of our competitors. And I think the government really have to step up and look at this seriously.
Yeah, well, there's talk all right of tourism being the big winner in the next budget, though, isn't there, with the VAT rate?
There is to a degree, but I mean, at the end of the day, like there's a lot of businesses out there not doing food. And the VFI went to the government with a focused plan on reducing the excise duty to try and save some of the pubs that the tourists come to see. They don't come for suntans. And they focused it on the smaller pubs in the country. And they came in, costing $74 million roughly. And that was done by Professor Foley there. But I mean, we need to, the government have been so obsessed with international industry that they've taken their eye off the local indigenous industry. Like, there's 250,000 people working in tourism in Ireland, and I think the government have neglected that, and it's going to get a lot worse in the future, because if we don't have product providers like restaurants and pubs and hotels, like, Dublin is grand, Dublin will always look after itself, but unfortunately the rest of Ireland is a different economy, and we're very dependent on tourism. And like all capital cities across Europe, and it will never suffer. They have a natural industry, tourism. But the rest of the government needs to seriously focus and probably increase the advertising budget in Fáilte Ireland, and rather than just wages, they need to start advertising the country more.
Okay, so look, I accept the point, all right, about tourist towns and many towns in the country that are just totally reliant on the tourism figures, and particularly over nearly a kind of a 6 month window during the summer period too. Just when you mentioned Dublin, Michael, Eugene Garrahy's with me on the line from Dublin Bay Cruises. Is Dublin fine, Eugene?
Oh no, it's not. It's not. I'm actually holidaying in Clare at the moment, and I've been out and about over the last few days, and it is back. And I'm talking about a kind of a honeypot for tourists around the Cliffs of Moher and Doolin, and they're saying it's, at best it has flatlined, and they're worried about the next 3 months down the country. In Dublin, you can see it as well. I mean, you can see we have seen a substantial drop in international tourists. Now, we're lucky. The majority of our tourists are Irish tourists, and that's what I think. Like, if the government of Fáilte Ireland need to rescue this, because if you just think about this, a lot of businesses would be operating like on a minimum profit, Mike. Say they're operating at a 5% margin. If they're down 5%, that's off the bottom line. So I think the way this can be rescued, and it's not too late, I think more of a focus has to be put on the Irish tourists, the Irish people travelling around Ireland for the next couple of months. And I think a lot can be done to rescue the season, because you will not, at short notice, get international tourists in to make up that difference. And there are huge attractions, mega attractions around the country and in Dublin. Like ourselves, we are gone completely fossil free fuel. We're burning HVO. So we do an offering where people are asking as well about sustainability. Irish people are extremely conscious of that. So I think myself that at Fáilte Ireland at this point in time should bring a greater focus on moving Irish people into attractions around the country. I think that would be a huge boost to the next 3 months, and it's all down to the next 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, it's funny though, Eugene. I'm just going to come to some of the texts here, and pretty much 90% of the messages I've got so far from listeners are people talking about the price of accommodation. Like Caroline says, I looked at booking a weekend in Kerry recently, £200 a night. I thought it was a ridiculous price. And then Claire tells me the 2 nights in Killarney were €700 during the Ring of Kerry cycle. How can people afford that? So the hotel prices, that's bound to have a knock-on effect for you guys as well, does it?
There is no doubt about that. But if you, like, you hear people coming back from Spain and Italy and different places, and they're saying, I can get a coffee down there for €150. But have you asked about the salaries they're on? We're an expensive country, you know, and it's very difficult to get that back. But what we can do is get people moving around the country, people that are not planning to go abroad.
No, just on that, and look, I appreciate it. It's not your business we're talking about, but you are based in County Kerry. Is there more that hoteliers and accommodation providers can do to create better value for the Irish tourist?
I suppose to pick up on what I said there a bit earlier, they need to, especially for the quieter months of the year, they definitely need to focus on the Irish tourism, because when the winter comes down the Scall, there's very, very little happening, and I'm sure that's the same for a lot of places around Ireland. You know, it's grand having the tourists come from America for a while, but that only lasts so long. So you need a bit of a follow on then from that, you know.
Brian Flanagan is the owner of Silken Thomas Hotel and Restaurant in County Kildare, or sorry, Kildare Town, actually, Brian, you're based in. What's the story there with tourist numbers this year?
It's a bit like what all the other contributors are suggesting. It is slightly down, but we're fortunate in Kildare where majority, it's upwards of 70% of our guests are Irish-based, which obviously poses its own challenge with regards to costs and so forth. But we're not dependent on the American tourist. But we are heavily reliant on the European tourist and particularly the UK tourist. So my worry, I suppose, where I'm looking at occupancies and rates and so forth, they're very flat at the minute, and they have been since last year. So that's a worrying aspect going forward into the future, where you're looking to expand and offer more services to the products that we already provide. So I agree with all your contributors with regards to the cost of operating a business at the minute is is astronomical, and that really hit in post-COVID, where our energy, or even the price of a chicken fillet, which is invariably, I always remember, was €1 for a chicken fillet back in the day. It's up to 150 to 160 a unit now. So all of these costs have been brought to the fore, mixed in with labour, mixed in with the cost of energy and insurance and so forth, is making the proposition in the country for the domestic tourist look unattractive at times. But what I can say or assure the local tourists is that the product offering that you get in Ireland with regards to food, beverage, hospitality, and even standard of accommodation is of an extremely high standard. Mm. And when you hear of what the guys there in Kerry and Cork are doing, the experience that you get down there is kind of unrivaled. We don't have the weather, unfortunately,
no. But
we certainly have the culture, the heritage, the scenery, and the welcome. And that's what we need to really play on. And while the Irish market will love a bit of sunshine ever so often, we need to make sure that they holiday a bit more in Ireland, take weekend breaks or even midweek breaks if they're in the situation that can do that. But my worry, more so than the American market, would be the UK market and the wider European market, that we maintain that link with them, that they don't feel that Ireland is an expensive country. Because, listen, there is headline figures there, you'll see, for particularly hotels in the city centres.
Yeah.
And they're very, very high. But the other way you got to look at that is, if they're very high, they're probably selling those rooms. So what we actually need is we need a bigger variety of accommodation types to fulfil. You know, the corporate market in Dublin is very, very strong, and they will pay whatever needs to be paid to stay. But that pushes the tourist out into the suburbs or even into the likes of County Kildare. And Kildare does very well off the back of Dublin. But it shows you that the types of accommodation and the levels of accommodation that are being provided at the minute, there's a deficit there. And we're probably under, you know, we don't have enough rooms in the country, really.
Yeah, the Fáilte Ireland talking about an 18% drop in tourists from all of the major overseas markets between January and April of this year. And then too, as I mentioned, the CSO figures today telling us that there's been a 2% drop just in June alone compared to this time last year. Eugene, I thought it was interesting. So the majority of your customers, they're Irish people on staycations, are they?
Yeah, as I was saying earlier, they are about 75% of it. It was higher, but through Fáilte Ireland, they're promoting the fact that Dublin is built on the sea. It's a city on the water. So they're promoting, and of course, the Darts provides a service right along the coast of Dublin there, and it's an environmentally friendly transport. It's electric train, and we don't burn any diesel anymore. So Irish people are extremely conscious of sustainability, and they're reacting very positively to that.
Yeah, because I see the Fáilte Ireland bosses are making the point that Ireland needs to diversify, you know, its tourism market focus beyond North America if the sector's to try and regain any sort of competitive foothold within Europe. How do you think businesses will do that?
From what I see, the high-end American tourists are coming in their droves, the people that can afford to spend. And you know, you'll find when the surveys are done that the people that are looking for, you know, more a cheaper holiday, can I say, they're the numbers that are dropping. You'll see all the golf courses around the country, they're packed tight with golfers this time of the year, and they're doing a fantastic job in promoting Ireland as a golfing destination. But it's the majority of the tourists we're looking at, and it's people that are looking for value for money. That is the problem.
The text here says that the number of students coming in for the language studies in French and Spanish, I think those figures are all well down in last year as well, says this listener. This texter tells me if the government reduces the VAT rate for hospitality, I don't think the prices are going to drop. The hoteliers will just simply pocket the additional profits. This listener makes the point that one of the other reasons I don't stay is the hotel star rating. The amount of 3-star hotels that should be 1 or 2 stars, and then they seem to charge accordingly as well. Does that happen, Brian? Like, is there an issue with the hotel star rating here in Ireland? Is Brian Flanagan with me? Yeah.
Hey there.
Yeah, Brian, is there an issue with the hotel star rating here?
No, if anything, I find it frustrating when I go abroad and what's conceived to be a 3-star or 4-star in reality would be considered a 1 or 2-star in Ireland. I think that the level of accommodation that's provided now in Ireland is it would be comparable with anywhere else in the world, maybe aside from the likes of Dubai, where they might have a 6 or 7-star hotel. So I'd be fully against that. I think what Fáilte Ireland have done with regards to that is very encouraging, and so it should be. Like it's not acceptable that if you're paying no matter what amount of money you're paying, that your room or the facilities within your room aren't up to scratch. So no, I'd be very much in disagreement with your last texter there.
Nuala Mulqueenie is with me. Nuala's from is managing director of the Alloway Byrne Experience. Have you noticed a drop in numbers, Nuala?
Look, I've been listening to the contributors there, and Yogi, I know well. He's a neighbour of ours here in Clare as well. To be honest, we've bucked the trend slightly in that we're slightly up, ever so slightly up on last year. But again, and I have to agree, what is up is our domestic market. You know, we certainly have seen decreases in French, German, and North American and British markets. But I've long said this, Andrea as well. You know, if you mind your domestic visitor, they will refer you wherever they go. You know, us as Irish are very proud of our own product here in Ireland as a tourism destination, you know. So at Isle Wee here, we you know, we're open all year round. We pivoted at Christmas time as well, and have a lot of Irish people visiting the man in the big red coat over the Christmas period.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot has to be done to work at your visitors and your markets and stuff like that. You can't just rest on your laurels ever. You know, next year will be our 50th year as a family business in operation here at Isle Wee, you know. And we've seen lots of ups and downs and ins and outs, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm delighted to be able to say that, you know, ever so slightly, I could nearly count it on my fingers and toes how much we are ahead. I suppose really it is kind of flat. But I have to agree with some of the contributors there in that it's our Irish visitors that are helping us here at the moment. Do you know what I mean? And in terms of North American visitors, we see them better at the shoulder months as well, you know, May and September and that sort of thing.
Okay.
We've never had to rely on coach tourism here. We've always kind of focused on the free and independent traveller, because a place like North Clare and the Burren region, we need people to stay overnight and stay a bit longer, you know. And we work very hard with our colleagues in networks here in North Clare as well to ensure that we can give itineraries, you know.
Yeah, I see a text from Tom. Tom's not happy with me. Will you please stop bashing Killarney and Kerry? Some of the best value in Ireland is to be found in Killarney, the most expensive place in Dublin. Tom, I'm not bashing Killarney at all. I'm just very simply reading our listeners' texts. Like this texter who tells me the 3 nights in Skull and Cork in August cost €900 plus. I thought it was an absolute joke. Another listener, I'm just back from Camino in Spain. I stayed in a 4-star apartment that I booked through booking.com and paid just under €100 a night over my 9 days. There were top quality apartments. How can hotels in Ireland expect people to stay in hotels at ridiculous prices? I'm never going to stay in a hotel in Ireland again. Rachel's with me on the line. Rachel, why did you get in touch?
Hey, do you know what? I think it's down to two things. Now, and I could be completely wrong on this. I think one is the what I will call rip-off and astronomical prices. And I think two is the image of Ireland now is completely different to what it would have been last year. I think now the image being put out is a country now of racism, a country now of hate. It's completely different to the image that was put out before. I'll hold my hands up. I could be wrong. I just think the image now of Ireland is very different.
Do you staycation in Ireland or would you tend to go abroad?
Do you know what? Well, I can't go abroad because both my kids have special needs, but they won't go on a plane. They won't even step foot near a plane. So my only option ever has been to try staycation, and this year I've had to just do nothing. What would have cost me last year $1,200, I got priced this year for $3,500. It's and that's only for 5 days.
In a hotel or accommodation?
I don't know, am I allowed to say the name of the
place?
Well,
just no, just maybe tell me. Is it a hotel or an apartment or a house you were in?
It's like, say, a chalet kind of a little apartment house in a place that has a lot of amenities. That's the best way of putting it.
Right. So about nearly a 50%.
Astronomical.
50% jump, nearly. More than it.
That's more than 50%,
right. Well, it's a lot of people getting in touch with kind of similar stories, I suppose, there to Rachel and the amount that they seem to be charged. Look, the email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. As I said, we're chatting about this today because of the Fáilte Ireland figures and the CSO figures, the Central Statistics Office. They're all telling us the tourist figures are down. We'd love to know, where are you planning to holiday this year? Are you heading abroad, or maybe you're going to stay put here in Ireland? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. That's Rachel Newlam Queenie, Brian Flanagan, Eugene Garrahy, Michael Farrell and Noel Spillane. Thanks for your time on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.